Mr. Co-Chair, Madam Executive Secretary, dear colleagues, we would like to thank the UNEC for the update on the SDGs implementation efforts. The present report shows the important progress achieved so far, but in many instances, it also clearly indicates that our region is drifting away from fulfilling 2030 agenda. Our efforts are not sufficient. The pandemic, growing inequalities, the climate and biodiversity crises, and unabated environmental degradation have hindered process. This year's Regional Forum on Sustainable Development has a special importance. It shall send to the Summit of the Future this September in New York a powerful message from our region as we are crossing the equator in implementation of the 2030 agenda. We were always vocal on such a message. Peace and security are essential for sustainable development and are the cornerstone of any development agenda. Last month marked the second tragic anniversary of Russia's illegal, unprovoked, and unjustified aggression against Ukraine and 10 years of its occupation of Ukraine's territory. Russia continues to blatantly violate international law and principles of the UN Charter. Daily attacks on Ukrainian infrastructure and killings of innocent civilians clearly demonstrate that Russia doesn't have any intentions to stop. Just yesterday, Russian missile attacks on residential buildings in two Ukrainian cities, Kryvyi Rih and Sumy, killed three innocent civilians and injured 36, including children. The Kremlin's message is very clear. The era of peace in Europe is over. Russia's decision to bring war back to Europe threatens the very fulfillment of the SDGs in all their dimensions. Besides human suffering, the Russian aggression, in particular the destruction of industrial and energy infrastructure, has devastating impact on SDG 9 and 7 and is causing air, soil and water pollution, biodiversity loss with serious consequences for SDG 6 as well as SDG 14 and 15. The Russian aggression also undermines areas of cooperation with UNECE, such as environment, energy and transport. Soaring food and energy prices, alongside other multiple impacts of the aggression against Ukraine, have also put at risk the SDG implementation at global level. Distinguished colleagues, despite the ongoing aggression, Ukraine remains committed to full and timely implementation of the 2030 agenda. I would like to mention SDG 2, Zero Hunger. About 400 million people around the world depend on Ukraine food exports. After Russia killed the Black Sea Grain Initiative, Ukraine, with partners, managed to secure the functioning of the temporary alternative sea corridors, already used by 500 vessels. In January this year, Ukraine exported 12 million tons of grain to the countries most in need, reaffirming its commitment to contribute to global food security. In order to stop the Russian aggressor and achieve a just and lasting peace for Ukraine, Europe, and the entire world, we must redouble our efforts. Without our concerted actions, the SDG 16 remains unattainable. We believe that the Global Peace Summit, initiated by Ukraine, can achieve such goals. The summit will be an important opportunity for the international community to rally around Ukraine's peace formula, materializing the fundamental principles of human coexistence enshrined in the UN Charter. We call upon the UNECE peace-loving members to join in this endeavor, aimed at restoration of peace in Ukraine and globally, and at the return to normalcy, where aggressive wars will never be accepted as the new normal. I thank you.